Judaism says I need to be happy. How exactly can someone tell me how to feel? Or why is it your business? I'm miserable. Leave me alone. You want to tell me, be nice to the old lady, put a coin in the tzedakah box, wrap some tefillin around your arms, light a candle, eat a matzah, you know, fry a latke, throw a donut. Fine, tell me to do that. If I can, I'll do it, you know? You can command my actions. You could say, do this, don't do this. Eat this, don't eat this. Wear this, don't wear that. You could say that. But my feelings, I shouldn't feel that way? It seems insane. How can our heritage, our religion, tell us how to feel? It's none of your business. It's not affecting you. So the answer on one hand seems very simple. There's two answers. Answer number one is, anybody who thinks that their feeling sad and depressed and miserable only affects them is so wrong. So, so wrong. Why? If a child grows up in a home where they have a parent who's sad and depressed very often, does that not affect the child? Is it not the child's business? The child's going to grow up very emotionally healthy and happy because it's none of their business. I'm a kid. My mother's miserable and she's depressed in a room a whole day. It has nothing to do with me. You have to be nuts to think that. You have to be nuts to think it doesn't affect other people. But let's say you don't have kids. You're just single and you're just living on your own. You wake up in the morning, you go to your job, you do your thing, you come home and you're miserable. It's no one else's business. You're telling me your coworkers appreciate you? They love coming to work to see your sour face. You're chewing on, you know, lemons all day and they're thrilled. You make their life better. And you know what? When they need to ask you a favor, you think they feel so comfortable coming over to you because you sit in there, you look like you're going to bite their head off. They're like, oh, we just love working with her. She's just a pleasure, a joy to be around. Right? But you go to the food store, you know, the person in front of you in line, even if you think you're the most isolated human being and you don't have a family and you don't have children and you're not married and your parents live in Texas, it doesn't make a difference. You interact with the world in some way and your countenance, your spirit, your energy, your own, how you're feeling inside isn't only your own business because it affects everybody around you. Does that mean you should live for everyone else? No. But it does mean that you need to recognize that your feelings, even if they're only your feelings, it's not so simple because it affects everybody. The bottom line is this world is a better, happier place if there's happier people in it. Because happy people have an easier time smiling at someone, have an easier time complimenting people, have an easier time doing a favor for somebody, have an easier time just being around them. Think of it this way. If I would tell you, okay, look on your Facebook profile, look through all 293 friends and find two that you want to hang out with tonight. I promise you, they're not going to be your most depressing friends. They're not going to be the friends that are always having a crisis. The world is always tumbling down. Those are not going to be the people you want to hang out with. Who are you going to want to hang out with? The people who are in a good mood, the people who are happy. And not happy, by the way, we'll talk about that in a second. You could write this sentence down also. Happiness is not fun. Fun is not happiness. Meaning, if I'm having a lot of fun, I'm at a party and I'm drinking and there's a lot of noise and I'm screaming and I was like, woohoo! Happy New Year! Maybe it's fun. The bottom line is, fun is while you're doing it. Happiness is after. Meaning, if while you're doing it, you're feeling like, woohoo! That means you're having fun. Doesn't mean you're happy. You could be happy, but it doesn't mean you're happy. After you're done with whatever it is you did, if you're happy afterwards, that's true happiness. And we'll talk about that. In what cases would that happen? We'll get to that in a second. So first, what Judaism is telling us, you need to be happy because it doesn't only affect you. It affects everybody around you. And we want this world to be a better place. And it's a better place if there's people in it who are in a good mood.